I'm Tom Rowe, and you've tuned into the Daily Congressional Report for WGXC and WOOC in Troy, covering what's going on today in the 19th congressional district election between Republican John Faso, Democrat Antonio Delgado, and others. A News Channel 13 Survey USA poll released October 31st showed Republican John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado locked in a tie at 44% each in New York's 19th congressional district. The Green Party candidate Stephen Greenfield and independent Diane Neal each received 3% in the poll of 600 likely voters taken October 26th through 29th. 6% were undecided in the poll. Delgado did better in this poll with voters over age 65, with Faso having more support from voters younger than 65. Delgado did better with voters polled with a salary over $80,000, and Faso did better with those who did not make that much. 19% of those polled say that political ads running on various media outlets have influenced who they will vote for. Survey USA does not have a stellar record polling this district. In 2016, the Survey USA poll released just before the election had Zephyr Teachout beating Faso by 3 points. Faso won that election by 8 points. A Monmouth University poll released October 30th had Delgado at 49% to Faso's 44%. The new Survey USA poll caused the website 538.com to move the election back to a toss-up after they recently called it a lean Democratic race. In other news, Faso went on CNN October 31st with host Chris Cuomo, and both said incorrect information. Cuomo said twice that the district was in western New York, and Faso claimed he had debated Delgado, quote, 5 or 6 times, unquote, when there have only been 4 debates. The two candidates have also appeared together at other forums, but there have only been 4 actual debates. Here's an excerpt of that exchange where Cuomo pressed Faso on the ads that some have called racist that are being run by national Republican groups on Faso's behalf.
I'm not responsible for things other people say. I'm only responsible for things that I say. And all I have said, and I've debated Mr. Delgado 5 or 6 times during this campaign. He's got a very radical left view on many issues. And so that's really where our distinction is. And let me be clear, Chris, I've said right from the get-go, I don't want any vote from any person that would vote for me because they don't like Mr. Delgado's race.
What do you think
that
the ad's
is irrelevant
do?
To me?
That's all that ad does, though, John. I mean, that's what the ad does. The ad says this guy's a homie. He's a, you know, he's a rapper. That's who he is. Forget about the Rhodes Scholar. Forget about Harvard.
Well, Chris,
he's not one of us. That's what the ad says.
Well, he just moved into the district. When he votes next week for Congress, it'll be the very first time he's ever voted for Congress in our district. And I think that's really the key. He has no real connection here. He's never had a job here, no philanthropic or other activity. And it's very arrogant and presumptuous to say, oh, I've now arrived. I have a Harvard degree, and therefore you should elect me as a member of Congress. I've debated him 6 times, Chris. He doesn't know a heck of a lot about the issues that our district faces in upstate New York.
Why is he locked up with you in the polls?
Because this is a very competitive race. The Democrats want to win control of the House. They've spent since June about $10 million in negative ads falsely attacking me and my record. And so that's why it's a close race. But I'm going to win, Chris. I can assure you that.
How do you know?
I just feel it. You know, you have that feeling. I know that Mario Cuomo used to feel confident about races. You can get a feel from people when you're out there on the hustings. And this is a very big district, Chris. It covers, it's bigger than Connecticut and Rhode Island combined. It covers 11 counties in upstate New York. I know this district because I've lived and worked here for 35 years.
Look, no, I know the district. I've been there very well with the man you just mentioned and my brother who's running the state right now. But are you worried? Let's say you do win. Are you worried that you win because you bring out voters that don't like that this black guy who is a rapper is running for office?
No, in fact, I categorically reject that notion. And
hold on a second.
The fact is,
you can't reject a notion, Congressman. That's what the ad portrays. They even cherry-picked the lyrics. I don't know if you're aware of that. You didn't put together the ad, as far as I know. They took phrases that could be seen as offensive and took them out of context. Let me play you some more of the song. It's got a catchy backbeat. Listen to this part.
Well,
terror does not just come in brown, nor is it new. Evil lives in us all, so we must fight with love and goodness in our hearts and peace in our minds if democracy, equality, and freedom are truly to prevail. God bless America. God bless Iraq. God bless us all.
Different in that context, isn't it?
You're not playing some of the things that he said about women, for instance, Chris. If you repeated the language that he said about women that's very derogatory, you'd probably have to beep that on your show.
I know, and but yet, look, rap is what it is. The misogynistic things that leak into rap and get confused as creativity, Chris, is what it is. But you're making it about this one aspect of his life and taking a lot of it out of context, as we just proved with that clip. I'm just asking you, are you okay winning that way? Because Trump
Chris,
is. So I'm wondering if you will.
I'm working hard. I'm talking to voters about my record.
Right.
Passing an opioid bill, helping farmers in our upstate district, working hard for veterans. That's what I'm talking about. Mr. Delgado has no record in this district, and it's highly presumptuous and arrogant of him to drop in, parachute into our district last year and say, here I am, I should be your congressman. I think voters will have a different opinion next Tuesday.
Delgado has another town hall meeting 6:30 p.m. November 2nd at St. James Parish Hall in Hyde Park in Dutchess County. Faso has Majority Whip Steve Scalise campaigning with him at 10:30 a.m. November 2nd at the Inn at Leeds in Greene County. Here is the closing statements from the October 19th WMHT debate. And listen closely. Faso says incorrectly that he had a town hall meeting in the WMHT studios at the beginning of his term. He did have a town hall presentation, but it did not follow traditional town hall meetings and had many restrictions about who could attend and how questions were asked. He had no other similar town hall meetings during his 2 years in office.
Congressman. Good exchange. Happy to be here. Thank you all. You know, we have a real choice here. We have the opportunity to elect some fresh new blood into the system, not a career politician, not a lobbyist, not somebody who works for the majority or makes, I should say, the majority work, but somebody who has diverse experiences, who is not in the bubble, who's not determined to be overly partisan, but determined to actually represent the people and be beholden to the people. Let's be clear. I've pledged to not take any corporate PAC money. I've pledged to overturn Citizens United. There are no strings attached to me. The leader is not coming to the district to sit down with me for an interview to say that I'm working to make the majority work. I'm here to work for you. I'm only beholden to you, and I can promise you that, and I'm not going to break that promise.
Thank you very much, Mr. Faso. 1 minute for you.
I have to say, I really do appreciate the opportunity. I've been honored to serve, and if I am reelected to Congress, I will continue to work for veterans, for agriculture, for all of the people in our district. When I hear my opponent, though, say that I don't have town halls, maybe perhaps it's because he doesn't realize I had a town hall in this very studio last year in April of 17, and we had a studio full of people here and listened, and we debated the issues. And the fact of the matter is, when I had that town hall, he must have just been unpacking his bags, having moved here from New Jersey. And the fact of the matter is, he moved in, he registered to vote, and the very next day, he filed to run for Congress, having no record or experience or job ever in this district as an adult. So I think in terms of commitment, you have my 35-year-plus commitment to this district, and I'll continue to do so.